I will sing of your love and justice to you, O Lord. I will sing praise. That's the Psalmist 101, verse 1. You know, every article I pick up on Christian ministry talks about our worth and our purpose. And it was a recent article discussed how worthy we are in the sight of God. And while all of this is true, what about God? Sometimes I wonder, are we misdirecting our focus? And I'm as guilty as anybody regarding preaching and teaching about who we are and what we're here to do. But what about God? How come it's all about us? And why is it not, Lord, all about you? To look outside at his wonders and creations always stops me in my tracks, yet too often I'm caught up in my concerns of the day that I miss it. I miss that vibrant red-headed woodpecker. I miss that glorious golden sunset. I miss the awakening of the daffodils in the spring. All of this beauty given to us, created by his power and might. The psalmist says, how many are your works, O Lord? In wisdom, you made them all. The earth is full of your creations. We just only have to open our eyes to see the majesty of the Lord and unveil your eyes to see the wonders of his magnificence all around you. May we never doubt and lose our focus again. Who is preaching repentance today? How often do we hear about returning to God and following his decrees and commands? And are our sermons filled with prosperity? Is our focus redirected to you, O Lord? Please let it be so. You know, when we make a life-altering choice, such as choosing a spouse or decision to have a child, do we first turn to God for his direction and guidance? What about a career change or a job change? Do we first get on our knees and ask the Father for his wisdom in the choice that we're getting ready to make? Or is it once again all about us, our desires, what we want, what we feel would work best in our lives? It's not about us, Lord. It's all about you and what is best for your kingdom. Who would you have us choose to be properly yoked in marriage? When is the right time for us to have children, if that is in your plan at all? And where's the best place for us to work and reside to bring glory to you? Bring our focus back, Lord, on all that matters, and all that matters is you. And from the psalmist, from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him, and his righteousness with their children's children, with those who keep his covenant and remember to obey his precepts. The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. Keep your focus on the Lord. Watch for his ways, listen for his whisper, and in all things praise his holy name for all that he has created and given to you and to me. So be it. Amen.